So why do we cover the chalas? Everybody knows, everybody was taught by Hagoinis, Haganenet, the Mora in the kindergarten teaches everybody that we cover the chala because we don't want the chala to get embarrassed from the wine. Everybody knows that. You ask any Jew, why do we cover the chala? Because it should be embarrassed from the wine. Which is true. But if you look in the Gemara, in our Gemara doesn't say anything about that. As a matter of fact, our Gemara doesn't say any reason whatsoever. The Gemara just says, we begin with a Braisa that talks about having a Seuda on a Friday, long before Shabbos. And if you're having a Seuda, you have started a Seuda on Friday at a time that you're allowed to start a Seuda. After all, at a certain time, you're no longer allowed to start a Seuda. But you start a Seuda long before that. And the Seuda takes a long time, and it goes into Shabbos. So there's a Machlokes Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop, you have to bench, end your meal completely, make Kiddush and restart. And Rabbi Yossi says you can keep going. Whenever you're done, that's when you'll bench, and that's when you'll make Kiddush. And the Gemara brings a Maisa that illustrates those two opinions, and then at the end of the Gemara says that neither of those are halacha l'maisa. Rather, says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, ein halacha loik Rabbi Yehuda v'loik Rabbi Yossi ela peiris mapa u'mekadosh. What you should do is not stop, but not continue. You should pause. Cover the food, peiris mapa u'mekadosh mekiddosh, and then continue. That's what you do. Okay. Now, had the Gemara stopped there, I would say to myself, why am I covering it? Because something to do with the fact that you started on Friday when you were allowed to start. And now it's turning into a Friday night meal. In order to separate the two, and I'm making Kiddush, and I'm making a pause. I'm not making a complete stop, but I'm making a pause. In order to separate the two, you cover it, and then you start over. Something like that. Had the Gemara stopped there, that's what I would say. However, the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Bar Rav Huna Ikul El Beresh Galusa. Rav Bar Rav Huna was at Resh Galusa's house. And it was Friday night without starting on Friday. It was a normal Friday night. The Rashbam to the left of the page tells us in the second wide line, it's not an early Friday meal that turns into a Friday night. It's a normal Friday night meal. And yet, the Resh Galusa, when they brought him the table, as we know, in the time of the Chacham, they each person had his own individual small table, like a flat stender. And they brought him the table. He covered the table on a normal Friday night. Nothing to do with separating between Friday eating and Friday night eating. Normal Friday night, he covered it. And he made Kiddush with it covered. So now we have to understand, why are we covering it? For what? But the Braisa says, the Gemara says further, a Braisa to back up the opinion of the Resh Galusa. Tanya nami hachi, she'ein mevinas ha-shulchan elaim ken Kiddush. Don't even bring the table. Don't even bring it. Make Kiddush without it. Just Kiddush by itself. And only bring the table after Kiddush. V'im hevi, what if you brought the table before? Okay, so cover it. So we see here nothing to do strictly with the idea of having a Friday meal that turns into Friday night. Even without that, a plain old Friday night meal, you have to cover. And better, don't even have it. Don't even have the food there. But if you have it there, you have to cover it. So we have to understand what's the reason for this. So if you look to the right, Toisvus, the Ramasl She'ein, says Toisvus, he starts with a problem. What do you mean, don't even bring the food? Just give me Kiddush, I'll make Kiddush without anything here, no table, no nothing. What do you mean? Toisvus says, Akasha, we know, everybody knows this famous Gemara, Ha'amar called Kisve, Matzah Shulchan Aruch Malach Toiv Omer, that when you come home from Shul Friday night, there's a Malachim accompany you, and if when you come in, they find that the table is set and the house is set, including the table being set. And l'chayr, what that means, table set means with the bread, because the bread was the ikr seuda. So they come home and the malach sees everything set. So the malach gives you a bracha because you honored Shabbos properly. So what do you mean don't bring the table, nothing there, just kiddush? You have to have it. You, to honor Shabbos properly, everything has to be set. The malach will give you a bracha. So what do you mean no table, no nothing? Just kiddush. So says Tosfos, loy kasha. Aruch hu b'makom acher. It's set, completely set, but it's somewhere else. It's in a different room. Just don't bring it in till after Kiddush. It's completely set. It has to be set. You honor Shabbos properly. It means that you set everything before Shabbos comes. So it's set. But you bring it in only after Kiddush. We still don't know why. Why to do that? We'll see in a minute. And then Taisa says that now our tables are too big. We can't do that. It'll create a hefsek. If you're schlepping it in after Kiddush, it'll be too much of a balagan. So don't do that, says Tosfos. Under regilim lifrois mapo lekadosh. Rather, instead of bringing it in after, we bring it, we have it, not bring it, we have it there before, and it's all ready and set, and we keep it covered, and we make kiddush that way. And what's the reason? Says Tosfos, hatam upurish b'shil tois, from Rebbe Chai Goin, ki hechi detesa seudasa biyakar deshapta. And the way the Rashbam brings it is a little bit of a larger quote. The Shilta says, should you bring the table before Kiddush? No, you should not bring it before Kiddush. Why? Because you want to bring the Seuda in honor of Shabbos. So what you want to do is first you want to announce that it's Shabbos by making Kiddush. Once you've made that announcement, now, oh, we've announced that it's Shabbos, now here's some food in honor of Shabbos. It shows, it emphasizes the fact that the Shabbos food is for Shabbos, is in honor of Shabbos if you bring it after Kiddush. So therefore, ideally, don't bring it, says the Shiltus. If you brought it, says the Shiltus, cover it, so that after Kiddush, you're uncovering it, exposing it, and showing that it's for Shabbos. That nuance of only bringing it or exposing it after Kiddush shows that it's for Shabbos. Tosfos brings another reason to cover, Yesh Mefarsh Zecher Laman, that we cover because of the man. The man was covered. So we cover the challah just like the man was covered. We want to emphasize the nes that the man would come to us daily, and then on Friday we would get double. On Shabbos we wouldn't get any. Friday was also yes.
So in the previous reasoning, all the dips and things like that should also be covered.
Seemingly yes.
Or shouldn't be brought. Whatever else is
right. Either shouldn't be brought. Or should be brought, but covered, right. Seemingly. Yesh na'egim to do that. Okay, so these are two reasons that the Tosfos brings, one from the She'iltos and one from Yesh Mefarish. And the Mechaber, toward the bottom of this page, the Mechaber says, also litoim klum kodim she'yikadish, back to the original story, that you're having a Friday meal, then it turns into Shabbos. Now, Friday, you're allowed to eat without Kiddush. But once Shabbos starts, you can't eat anything without Kiddush. So what should you do? Afilu mayim. Afilu miskin l'goyd yoyim. Tzarech lahafsik. So what should you do? Paris mapa u'mekaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, paris mapa l'chasos hapas ad achara Kiddush. Keep the bread covered till after Kiddush. Achar kach yisirena. The moment Kiddush is over, uncover the bread. Ki hechid tisra. In order to show the bread at that moment. To show that now that I announced it's Shabbos, now I have food in honor of Shabbos. That's the idea here that we just learned. Okay, that's one. And on the next page, on the back of the page, however, we have the Ganenet, the Mora, is correct here. Because you see, the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev brings the Shiva Saminim, Eretz Chitos Oyer VeGefen, and the rest of them, and the Chitas Oyer before the Geffen. And Chazal learned from here a din that in Brachas you have an order, and the order is that Chita B'Soyra come before Geffen. And therefore, if you have in front of you a Michael of Chita B'Soyra and also Geffen, so you make a Bracha on the Chita B'Soyra before the Geffen. The problem is that Friday night we don't do that. Shabbos day we don't do that, right? We make the Kiddush first on the Ayin. And then on the pass, we make brach on the pass. So says the Mechaber in test, Tzarek Shetia Mapa ala Shulchan Tachas HaPas. And you have to have a Mapa under the bread, Umapa Acheres Prusa Al Gabav, and another one on top of the bread. Without getting into the one that's under, says the Mishnah Berurah, why one on top? Betur B'Shem Yerushalmi, he says, Shelo Yireh HaPas Boishtoy. The reason to have the Mapa on top of the bread is for the reason of that you shouldn't have this conflict that the she'ein mekachin alav el aliyin who yesh loy din kadima b'shar mekayim. So the bread is supposed to have a kadima. It's supposed to go first. Has a chashivus from this pasuk, and it's supposed to go first. And in order to not have that quote unquote boishes of the bread not going first, so you cover it.
So then, Josh was asking that a clear covering would work too. Then
a clear covering would work too.
The mon was clear. So you don't, I mean, you said the whole thing.
Well, we're not talking about mon over here. Here we're talking about. According to that reason, maybe, but according to this reason, okay, delayed reactions, fine. According to this reason, though, maybe a see-through cover wouldn't work. If you can use a see-through cover or not. But according to this reason, maybe not. According to that reason, yes. And the poiskim have different opinions about that. Okay. Now, to conclude, if you look at the bottom, the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm sorry, one important thing that the Mishnah Berurah adds before this, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if you're making Kiddush on Pas, let's say you don't have Yayin, you're making Kiddush on Pas, according to this reason that we just mentioned about the Kedima of the bread, so if you're making Kiddush on Pas, you don't have Yayin there, so you wouldn't need to cover. But according to the reason of the man, you would need to cover. And either Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein noyagim, which I guess means that in a case where a person only has pas, that's what you should do. You should cover it nevertheless. Okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is a little bit tricky. And
what about the Shalosh Shuddis? You have to cover it.
So
you did Bracha Mishnah, and then you don't have Yayin, then that would be a case there.
So that would be a case where, just like being Mekadosh Al HaPas, you need to cover it anyway, because of Zecher Lamad. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is a little tricky. Tzarech shetiyah mapa al HaShulchan tachas HaPas u'mapa acheres prusa al HaPas v'chein ha-minig b'chol tfutzos Yisrael, that you cover, you have one under and one over. Ma'arichin zemi b'odyoim, you should of course set it like that before Shabbos even starts. U'bizman ha-shas she'ochlu al HaShulchanos k'tanim, like Tosfos brings, when they used to eat on small tables, v'lifnei kol echad hayo HaShulchan, hayu ma'arichin al HaShulchan she'amr b'makom acher, they would set the table elsewhere like Tosfos tells us, and completely set it with the pas of achar kiddush hayim be in ashulchan lefanav. Then they would bring it in after kiddush. Vayutzrichin lechasas a pas, and they wouldn't need to cover it the way our Gemara brings. You wouldn't need to cover it if it's not there during kiddush. Again, assuming that we're only going with the reason of the shiltus, that it's the reason that the Tosis brings before the man and before the kedima of the brachas. The first reason that we brought, you wouldn't need to if the table isn't there. Aval achshav shashulchan gadol vayim etamim mokim ha'achila. But now that the table is big and it stays in the dining room, b'makom achila, v'achalos muchrachim liyos al hashulchan be'es hakiddush, and the chalos must be there when you make kiddush, of course. Why? Ki hechi de tehavi hasuuda be'es hakiddush, so that the suuda is there at the time of kiddush. So zehu yakir deshabta.
Why do you need the food there at kiddush?
So he says you have to have the food there. The suda should be there already when you're making kiddush. So yakar the shabta. So see, it's okay. So good. You also picked up on the question. The obvious question is yakar the shabta that Tosfos brought. See if the way we all understood is to the reason to have it after kiddush, and he's explaining that that's the reason to have it there before kiddush. Now let's understand. As my chavrusa explained to me, Yakar DeShabta is just perhaps another way of saying in honor of Shabbos. It's true that the lashon that the shiltas uses, we're understanding it means that's why you should have it there after. But having it there before, like Tosfos said with the malachim from the Gemara and Shabbos, is also in honor of Shabbos. It's also an honor. That's also to honor Shabbos to have it there before. So it could be he's using the terminology of the shiltas, but applying it to the other idea of having it before, to honor Shabbos by having it there before. L'chein behechreach losum al hachalos mapa. Therefore, since you have to have the chalos there, but you have an issue, you have to cover them. Why? Kidei shelo yira hapas b'ishtoi. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings the reason of the Yerushalmi. He takes the terminology of the Shiltus that the Shiltus uses to tell you that why you should have it there after, and he applies that to tell you why you should have it there before. And then he takes the reason of Yerushalmi, since you have it there before, now you have to cover it so that you won't have the problem of the kedima of the brachas. And the question is, Simple question. Why is the Aruch HaShulchan ignoring the other reasons? The reason that's brought by the Rishonim from the Gaonim in our Shas and going with the Yerushalmi. Simple, right? He tells you, instead of telling you the other reason, he tells you the reason of Yerushalmi. And L'chayr, you could simply say that the Aruch HaShulchan wanted the earliest possible understanding, the earliest possible reason that we find is in the Yerushalmi. It's true, the Gaonim bring and the other Rishonim bring about the man and about the Yakrit Deshapta, but the earliest reason is in the Yerushalmi, about the Kadima, about the Baishas of the past. So that's the reason that the Aruch HaShulchan brings. So he brings the issue, just to sum up, the issue is that you have to have it there before to honor Shabbos properly, like Tosfos brought from the Gemara on Shabbos. You have to have it there before. That way everything's set before Shabbos starts. But because of the Kadima issue, from the Brachas issue, you have to cover it. And that's the simplest way to present it, that you're explaining the conflict of the sugya with the earliest with the shas Yerushalmi understanding, without having to come on to Gaonim and Rishonim, but actual shas Yerushalmi. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings it that way, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan found it to be perhaps the ideal way to present the sugya. Just in summary, we have three reasons brought by Chazal and by the Gaonim and Rishonim why we cover the bread, either because of the kedima, that the bread has to really, ideally, we're supposed to make a bracha on bread before, on the past before we make a bracha on yayin, since we're not doing that because takanos chacham to make a kiddush on yayin, therefore we cover it. That's one. The second reason is the she'iltus of Rav Achai, that we want to expose the past in honor of Shabbos, and therefore first we proclaim Shabbos and making kiddush, and then we expose it. And the third reason is Zecher Laman, which was covered, so we cover the past as well.